America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Arizona's governor says the four states neighboring Mexico will have 2,500 National Guard troops on border duty by the end of the month. Janet Napolitano made the announcement after meeting with National Guard and Homeland Security officials today. Last month, George Bush described a plan to send Guard units in a support role to free up U.S. Border Patrol agents for enforcement. The first unit started work this week. Its tasks include road improvement, fence repair, and setting up new lights. The State Department says it now believes the videotape played on Arab TV, in fact, does show Al-Qaeda's number two man. A department spokesman says intelligence experts are confirming the voice is that of Ayman al-Zawahiri. No one is saying where the tape was made, but al-Zawahiri and Osama bin Laden are thought to be hiding along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. In the tape, he makes no reference to the death of al-Qaeda's number two man in Iraq, although he does praise Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. An editor at Al Jazeera says the tape's about 17 minutes long. They aired about 6 minutes of it. The U.S. military says it is possible, apparently, to survive two 500-pound bombs. The military spokesman says it's not yet clear exactly how Abu Musab al-Zarqawi briefly survived the airstrike in Iraq. The Iraqi leader was apparently alive for a short time after the raid, but it's unclear if he was inside or outside the house. U.S. troops started providing medical care before Zarqawi died. The intelligence operation that took him out triggered dozens of raids and arrests by U.S. troops in Iraq, Major General Bill Caldwell saying one unidentified militant targeted by troops had been killed in the latest raids, at least 25 others captured. He says more than a dozen simultaneous searches were carried out around the al-Qaeda in Iraq safe house after Zarqawi died. He says the intelligence gathered there led to other searches, including one where photos show small arms, ammunition, and other items hidden beneath the floor of a building near Baghdad. The Army says one soldier died and four others are at a hospital after an accident as a military helicopter touched down in Tennessee. A spokesman of Kentucky's Fort Campbell says the Black Hawk helicopter made a precautionary landing. One soldier died during an emergency exit of the craft. The Army says the chopper did not crash. The pilot landed at the closest airstrip after a warning light had come on. This is Air America Radio News.
my day.
Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you. Mike is out tonight. I'll tell you why and where he is in just a minute. I'm broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan. Everything else just the same. 866-303-2270 is our on-air number. Get you on the air to talk all across America and, of course, all across the world via the Internet. Pleasure always to do Mike's show. And Mike is probably in the air right now. He's going out to Seattle. Seattle's progressive talk station, AM 1090, is presenting an interactive forum tomorrow night, Saturday, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Seattle Town Hall. This is big. It's called Changing the Media, Changing America. Mike's going to be out there with Tom Hartman, Laura Flanders, and Rachel Maddow. So, I think it's sold out. I don't want to turn anybody away. In fact, if any of you Seattle folks listening on 1090 know that I'm wrong, if there still are tickets available, let me know. It's a chunk, $27.50 plus a small service charge, so it could be about $30. But I think I heard Mike say last night that, in fact, it is sold out. People really are, there's blood in the water, and it ain't ours this time. That's good. It's theirs. And what we have to figure out is how to put this all together. The Bush crime family, the BCF, is collapsing. And yet people say to me, well, what do we do? They're impervious to the fact that their poll numbers are heading south at such an incredible rate. But how can we manifest this into something that gives them a stinging defeat and hopefully before November? And that would be a great start. But remember, George W. Bush, unless something is done, is going to be the president of the United States till early in 2009. He may have stolen the 2004 election. He may have stolen the 2000 election. I believe he stole both. But that doesn't mean that he's not going to be sitting in the White House unless something is done to remove him. Now, we are going to talk with a guest at 34 minutes after the hour, Barbara Olshansky. She's co-author of a book called The Case for Impeachment, The Legal Argument for Removing President George W. Bush from Office, and wrote it with Dave Lindorf. So we'll get to that in just a little while. So Mike is off tonight, 866-303-2270. And the big news that Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, dead. How do we know he's dead? We've seen the photographs. Now, I looked at that photo. I don't know about you, but the first thing that I saw was he's dead just a little bit, a matter of hours, and already they have this framed and matted photograph of the guy. They got one when he's alive, and then they got one when he's dead. What are they going to do? They're going to sell this on eBay to cut into the national debt or something? It's very strange. So one of the things we realize, this is not only about ending a military threat to the people of Iraq and to the U.S. soldiers that are there. But it's a propaganda effort. That's why they have these people that are involved in activity that you would think would have nothing to do with military exercises. They're not fighting. They're not a supportive unit. They're not logistics or intelligence. We got people over there that are matting and framing photographs of dead people to be displayed on television. Now, I have to tell you, I'm not very interested in who successfully is killing who. My concern is that people are being killed, particularly innocents. Now, the only innocents that are being killed over there are Iraqi civilians. They're being killed and were being killed by al-Zarqawi. They're being killed by United States troops, by British troops. And as we know, and I'm sure I don't have to get too much of a disagreement with people on this network, that this war started on a basis of a lie, that all the plans, the mighty plans of the Bush crime family have come to naught, and instead we just have this this slaughterhouse, this mountain of corpses, all resulting from, do you want to be kind? I don't. Some of you, I guess the conservatives, they're kind to George W. Bush, even though his support among them is eroding, is he acted upon mistaken intelligence. Well, how did I know there were no weapons of mass destruction? How did 90% of you listening to Air America know there were no weapons of mass destruction, that there was no connection with 9/11, that it was not an Al-Qaeda base? We all knew that cold. And we did what we could before that war to stop this slaughterhouse so there wouldn't be a situation where al-Zarqawi could kill people. This is what was set up by Bush's lies, by Rumsfeld's lies, by Powell's lies, by the lies of the entire Bush crime family. Now, Jay Leno made the joke. I mean, imagine we're joking about this. After the U.S. warplanes dropped two 500-pound bombs on al-Zarqawi's isolated safe house, he said, man, this is a safe house in Iraq. But jokes aside, think of the toll. There's 20,000 American casualties now, and there probably has to be 200,000 Iraqi civilian casualties, because at last count, remember the Lancet, the British journal that said there was 100,000 dead? Well, in the case of the United States, which has its personnel over there, with so much armor and such great hospital facilities, that the death toll is only 2,500. It's only 2,500 in a war that's stretching almost as long as our involvement in World War II. We'll come to that marker pretty soon. But that also leaves another 18,000 people with severe injuries. And I think we're all aware of the types of injuries that can occur in a battlefield situation. We don't get to hear too much of what happens to soldiers. But we know what happened to, what's her name, Dozier. Kimberly, is that it? And the other guy from ABC. I don't watch him very much, so if the names don't go right in my head, don't come right out of my head, into my mouth, excuse me, please. Now, ultimately, what we're talking about are dead people. Now, al-Zarqawi is called a terrorist because we know anybody that kills innocent civilians and doesn't have a uniform on is a terrorist. If you have a uniform on and kill women and children, well, then you're an army. You're an Air Force. Now, you say, well, wait a minute, isn't that kind of a cruel, insulting to our troops? It's excuse our oops, right? Excuse our oops. We went over to Iraq on totally false pretenses, and suddenly there's this mass of corpses, 100,000 of them, 100,000 wounded, 2,500 Americans, 18,000 Americans wounded, and, gee, I guess we were wrong. Where's the payment ever come for this? Where does anybody have to pay the piper for a mistake of this magnitude? Well, we're talking now about hundreds of thousands of casualties. Here's what Jack from Dryden, Michigan writes in. By the way, you can email me, Peter Werby, on the Mike Malloy Show at calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Jack writes, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi looked pretty darn good, though dead, given the fact that the Pentagon's video footage showed two 500-pound bombs obliterating his ramshackle farmhouse. If the 747 could be vaporized without virtually a trace after hitting the Pentagon, how the heck was al-Zarqawi killed and intact with only a bruise on his face? Was his body brought to the farmhouse after the bombing? Seems strange to me. It's not like he was in a concrete bunker and was killed by concussion. Now, I was just looking at the front page of Yahoo News, and sure enough, this is a pile of rubble. It says a U.S. military search of the destroyed safe house where al-Zarqawi was killed yesterday, yield documents and all that. But it is nothing but a pile of rubble. I don't know. Here's what this shows to me. The lack of trust in anything coming out of the White House. That immediately, if the White House, anyone involved in it, from Bush on up or down, I mean, there is an up, right? There's people above Bush. Says that it is Friday night, you immediately go to your calendar and you think there's a trick here. I know there's a trick here. All right, let me see. What else did I have in here? Oh, yeah, a couple of things here. Many support troops, but not the war. Support the troops oppose the war, according to this Associated Press piece. The latest Associated Press, what is this, Ipsos poll found that many Americans perceive the atrocities against Iraqi civilians by U.S. forces as isolated incidents, while saying the U.S.-led invasion was a mistake. And right now, it is 59% of us say that it was a mistake to go into Iraq. Could you please listen to liberal and left critics in the future? If you're a conservative that's listening, if you're a Republican that's listening, if you're a centrist that's listening, the next time these guys in these $2,000 suits come out on television with maps and charts, and they've got ex-military guys as consultants, and they're showing you why, you fill in the blank, who, Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, remember this. Don't get fooled again. Don't get fooled again, because they're plotting something to fool us right now, believe it. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Entrepreneurs, I've got your number. I know how much you put into your small business. Big dreams, big plans, and most of all, big thinking. Not your average run-of-the-mill thinking. You're all about big thinking, as in light bulb over the head, eureka screaming, think I'll open my own small business kind of thinking. The kind of thinking shown when you sign your company up for the Budget Business Program from Budget Rent-A-Car. Now, I know what your knowledge-hungry mind is saying. Sounds interesting. Please tell me more. Will do. The Budget Business Program offers exclusive discounts and rebates to small businesses just like yours, including $2 back on every qualifying rental day. $2 back every day. You're the genius. Add it up. So, if you're a small business, visit budget.com/business and sign up for the Budget Business Program. Big thinking for small business.
Program subject to change. Terms and conditions apply. See budget.com/business for details.
Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werbe sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Well, thank you, Mike Malloy. Peter Werbe in Detroit talking about the death of terrorist al-Zarqawi. Am I saying that different every time? Zarqawi. Correct pronunciation of it, of course. And what we have to work for as a country is the end to the bloodshed on both sides. George W. Bush created the context for it. al-Zarqawi, I'll say it different every time, I don't care, only could operate once George W. Bush intervened, once he invaded, once he began the occupation. I was saying earlier that in this AP Ipsos poll, 59% of the people think it was a mistake that the United States invaded Iraq. So there's really the 41% of us still that think that it was okay. Well, most of these people you find out are in the South, and you know, guy, I love you and all that. But here it is. Yeah, the military is investigating reports that a small number of Marines murdered 24 Iraqi civilians, including unarmed women and children, in the town of Haditha on November 19th. Another probe as well, following allegations that Marines pulled an unarmed Iraqi man from his home on April 26th and shot him to death without provocation. Regardless of whether the allegations turn out to be true, 63% of those surveyed said they thought the killings of civilians were isolated incidents. Now, in other words, 37% of us think that they weren't isolated. That view, the 63%, the 2-to-1 view, was especially true among Americans over 35, whites, and those living in the South, where the military has a strong presence. Well, I don't think this is policy. The United States military does not have a policy of assassinating unarmed and executing unarmed Iraqi civilians because they're angry, the troops are angry at having suffered a loss, or because they suspected that they might be the insurgents. That certainly is not the policy. In fact, the policy is the opposite. Well, two things. There's enough of a pattern here that the Prime Minister of Iraq said this all happens on a regular basis, and it does. And this is the kind of this is the result of the kind of war that George W. Bush and the Bush crime family led the United States into. He took our anger, he took our outrage, he took our fears, many of them exaggerated by them to create a consensus for war, and misused it all, and he couldn't even pull it off. So now it is a nightmare. Now it is a quagmire. Now it is a black hole in space where bodies go from the Iraqis, from the Americans, and our tax dollars. And where does it end? Who's making out on it? Well, the Republicans have made out on it so far, haven't they? They've just done swimmingly, electorally. It stands to be seen whether it's going to continue. All the companies, all the corporations that are involved in taking the hundreds of billions of dollars now from our tax dollars, and instead of using it for our country. So we work. We don't mind paying 25 or 30% of our wages in taxes if it comes back to us. If that's what it took to give us this jewel of a country that didn't have slums, that didn't have millions of people without health insurance, that didn't have overcrowded classrooms, that didn't have cities like the one I live in, Detroit, and the state that I live in, either in debt or near debt, well, I would say, okay, we're using that for good purposes. But to turn our money over to the giant war machine, where there is such waste and graft and corruption, where wars are created through lies and the manufacture of fear, well, I don't like that at all. And I just can't understand. You get these approval ratings now. George Bush's approval ratings among conservatives is down to like 70%. So of these lunkheads, only 30% of them object to a total failure in policy, the inability to win a war against insurgents, some who are fighting barefoot against tanks and sophisticated weaponry and satellite imagery. And they see their tax dollars, no different than yours and mine, being used to go down a rat hole where they need to have these inspector generals. Maybe we'll talk about that a little later in the program, to make sure that everything isn't being stolen. They're happy that everything isn't being stolen. The fact that all of these projects are failures, other than, of course, the giant U.S. embassy in Baghdad that's being built, that you'll be able to see from space, it is so large. Man. All right, we're going to get Barbara Olshansky on the air in just a minute or so. And she's going to talk to us about the legal basis. She's an attorney. She works with the Center for Constitutional Rights. And some of you are already parked on hold. Please stay with me, and we'll definitely get you on the air. But we've got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about somebody who I'm only going to call that dreadful person, TDP. I don't even want to say her name. You probably even know who I'm talking about. She's had enough publicity. But I'm Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show. Our number, if you want to get in while there are some empty lines while our guest is on, please do. 866-303-2270. I'll be right back.
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand? You can take your revenge, but you still feel bad. There must be more to life.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Is your yard under attack from bugs? No matter. Let the science of Bayer Advanced protect your lawn, garden, and home. And now, your wallet, too. For a limited time, save $10 by mail on complete insect killer for soil and turf for maximum pest protection. You'll also save on our 1.3-gallon complete insect killer for gardens or home pest control, both with an easy-to-use battery-operated sprayer. Visit BayerAdvanced.com for details. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I know. Who's he? I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Now, why would Headline News give me a show?
Maybe.
Because politically correct really isn't in my vocabulary. It's time somebody says what we're all thinking, from politics to pop culture. Every night, Headline News sets me loose. Not to save the world. Just to look for some common sense. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show, broadcasting from Detroit. 866-303-2270. As I said, sadly, towards the beginning of this broadcast, unless something is done, George W. Bush is going to be sitting in the White House making his decisions, being the decider until January 20th, 2009. Just think about that. Here, a couple quotes, and then we'll get right to our guest who may have a solution for us. James Madison wrote in the Federalist Paper number 47, quote, "The accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, in the same hands, whether of one, a few, or many, may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny." And it's a pleasure to welcome to our microphones here at Air America, Barbara Olshansky. Barbara Olshansky is the Deputy Director of the Center for Constitutional Rights in New York City, and she's the co-author, along with Dave Lindorf, of The Case for Impeachment, The Legal Argument for Removing President George W. Bush from Office. Barbara Olshansky, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you.
Oh, thanks for having me, Peter.
Hey, listen to this. Right off the bat, we get an email from Rhonda in St. Louis Park, Minneapolis. She says, "I read the book, and I'm recommending it to any and all who will listen. It lays out the case for impeachment in such a clear way. You don't have to be either a scholar or a lawyer to understand it. It's a great book. I also put it in front of that nasty," and we're not saying her name, "that dreadful person," the TDP's new book in Barnes & Noble. So you've got a lot of fans already. It's been out since May. Is this realistic?
Impeachment?
Yes.
Well, I think it is realistic. I mean, I think right now it's very difficult because, you know, both houses are held by the Republicans, and I think it would be very difficult to get the House investigation going that's necessary to start the process. But I do think, and there are lots of people that are calling for it within Congress already, that if the tide turns a little bit in the midterm elections, it is indeed a possible avenue.
Well, it's a technical, legal, constitutional solution. Why a popular book, the way Rhonda from St. Louis Park, Minnesota, said? I mean, why would a layman such as Rhonda or me or the people listening want to read a book that you would think would only interest constitutional scholars?
Well, we tried very hard to put impeachment in a historical perspective, and it's really a very simple idea that's not, you know, legalistic in a traditional way. What impeachment is and always has been is the idea that the president, as the person that is elected by the people, owes his office to the people. And then when he acts contrary to the interests of the people in the country and the nation as a whole, the people have the right to start an investigation, to put articles of impeachment against him, which really means just these are the charges. And then the Senate tries him. And really the purpose is to start an investigation and look what's happened, look at everything that's been done, and then decide, are these actions taken offenses against the people of this country? Have they harmed us? And it doesn't mean that they have to be crimes, and that's never what was meant in the Constitution, and that's never what historically we've looked at.
Well, Barbara Olshansky, remembering that this show only goes till 1 a.m. Eastern Time, what are some of the issues that you would think would be brought before such an investigation and that you talk about in your book, The Case for Impeachment?
Well, I think, you know, there are some significant hallmarks of this administration and this president in particular, and I think they started out very early on with this tremendous movement toward incredible secrecy in government, the precise opposite of what our democracy is supposed to be, transparent, open, accountable to the people. And from the very outset, we had an administration that did everything to foil our ability to know what was going on. And this started right away when, right after 9/11, when people, immigrants in this country started being arrested. They were taken in the middle of the night. They were never told what agency, was taking them. Their loved ones were never told. The Ashcroft Justice Department, instructed the people that were holding them to lie to attorneys and to their foreign consulates about whether they were there. And when we applied through the Freedom of Information Act to find out how many thousands of people had been arrested and where they were and who was holding them and what the charges were, you know, we were told by Ashcroft that the Freedom of Information Act didn't apply.
Right.
And that was the very beginning. That was our first hint. We should have known right then that this was going to be a time where we were going to have to fight, you know, for every scrap of information about what was happening to our civil rights and our civil liberties. And it has just continued that way. And that debacle escalated where we held people even after they went before an immigration judge and the judge said, you know, I'm deporting you, or will you take voluntary departure? And the person said, yes, okay, send me home. We kept them for up to 2 years without any charge and without any trial in solitary confinement. And then we eventually deported them without ever charging them. And that kind of, like, nationwide Fourth and Fifth Amendment violation is staggering. It's just a staggering constitutional violation. And that was just the very beginning of it.
Well, as I said, we only go till 1 a.m. here, so that's why it's fortunate that we have the book, The Case for Impeachment, The Legal Argument for Removing President George W. Bush from Office. And it is, remind me who it's published by. St. Martin's, right?
Right.
And we're talking with Barbara Olshansky. She's the co-author of the book. She's the deputy director of the Center for Constitutional Rights. Well, let me make the devil's argument. Some of my right-wing callers think I am in any event, but what you're attempting here, or the whole movement towards impeachment, is an end run around the central constitutional process of electing a president. We can get into the fact of stolen elections and all that, but officially George W. Bush was installed in the presidency, and so he's is the legal president of the United States. Those are a foregone conclusion. This is trying to work an angle that should have been solved in the voting booths.
Well, I think, you know, I think that that's something that the framers of the Constitution thought about. And, you know, impeachment is in the Constitution because the framers, the founders of this country, were concerned that, you know, what happens if in the middle of a term we see something going so far awry that we can't stand by and watch it happen. And look, you know, we have done this. We have impeached, in other words, put forth articles of impeachment, against a number of presidents and many, many sitting federal judges. And it's a process that's intended to start the investigation. And we've, you know, there's been many people calling for an independent investigation of the lead up to the war on Iraq, to secret prisons, to who authorized torture, all of those things that are in the book. And none of those calls for independent investigations have happened. And so impeachment is the natural way, the constitutional way of commencing that investigation. And you know, look, you know, we impeached Clinton because he purportedly lied in a deposition. And, you know, that's nothing compared to the litany of things that people both right and left are concerned about in this country.
Now, when we start looking at other constitutional issues, I was thinking about recent ones, like the decision of George W. Bush that he can ignore enforcement of an enormous number of laws, 750. And although other presidents have done this, that whole idea that the president is charged with dutifully enforcing the laws. Would that be one of the elements?
Well, that is certainly one of them. And it's true, other presidents have done this, but the scale is astronomical under this administration. Just as the number of secret presidential executive orders is astronomical. And so where, yes, we don't really like this because this is, I think, you know, essentially an anti-democratic mechanism. We want transparency. But there is no precedent in the history of this country that has ever done anything on close to this order of magnitude in terms of secrecy and circumventing the law. And it's the same with things like ignoring the Geneva Conventions and deciding that they don't apply. You know, that there is no circumstance in the world, around the world, where those treaties don't apply. Yet this president decided, I'm going to create one. And it's that kind of renegade attitude that he can create the law or create a hole in the law and then create a universe to suit himself and his policies that is the one that's really endangering the people of this country.
Barbara, can you stay with us for another segment?
Sure.
Because we got to take a break right now. So we'll be right back with Barbara Olshansky. With Dave Lindorf, she's written The Case for Impeachment, the Legal Argument for Removing George W. Bush from Office. It's published by St. Martin's, and Barbara is the Deputy Director of the Center for Constitutional Rights, CCR-NY.org. CCR-NY.org is their website. Peter Werby on The Mike Malloy Show. We'll be right back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You'll never find a Rolex watch in a superstore, or for that matter, an Orrick vacuum. That's because you're judged by the company you keep. If you want an amazingly powerful 8-pound Orrick vacuum, visit one of my Orrick stores, or call me at 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and I'll send you one to use free for 30 days. It's worth the time, and it won't cost you a dime.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific, after Nancy Grace. Now, why did I get a show? Well, maybe it's because I'm not afraid to say what we're all thinking. First, politicians. You get paid to work, not talk. Start fixing gas prices, get serious about Iraq, Iran, and immigration. Next, Brittany, Paris, Tom, Katie. What kind of idols do our kids have these days? I'm just looking for a little common sense here and there. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Well, thank you, Mike Malloy. Peter Werby broadcasting from Detroit. Joining me in New York City, Barbara Olshansky. She is co-author with Dave Lindorf of The Case for Impeachment, The Legal Argument for Removing George W. Bush from Office. And Barbara's the deputy director of the Center for Constitutional Rights. I want to get to a little of their work, but we've only got about 5 or 6 minutes left. Barbara, welcome back.
Thanks.
I was just looking at the website, impeachpac.org, where they back candidates that are running for office, and all exclusively in the Democratic Party, on the platform. Their first act in office will be to introduce a resolution for impeachment.
Wow.
I'm wondering, and I noticed some other Democrats are staying away from that, like Nancy Pelosi said, well, it's not on our agenda. You know, they don't want to be a little too, they don't want to be too confrontational. They don't want to really be an opposition party. But does this have political legs, do you think, if the Democrats were to get into the majority in November?
You know, I do think so. You know, if you had asked me several months ago, I think I would have said no. And when we were asked, you know, to think about writing this book, you know, last year I would have definitely said no. But I think so much more has come out in the press, and people are starting to understand the magnitude of the problems. You know, NSA spying that is reaching into everybody's homes, and you know, the fact that Americans can be declared an enemy combatant and put in a Navy brig without a lawyer and the right to court. And, you know, all of these things that are not just distant things that, you know, seem like they might be about someone who might be a terrorist, but are things that affect us all here. And I think when the military started seeing that we had a president that was disregarding our own military law, and that could hurt our guys abroad, and that his policies were hurting American citizens abroad, I think that really has just really started to take root and for people to really see it at home. And it's a terrifying thing to see the country you believe in eroded that way. And that's what I think is happening. People are really seeing it now.
Well, I know that, Barbara Olshansky, you particularly and with the Center for Constitutional Rights have been very active in examining what is going on in places like Guantanamo Bay, in the prison there. Tell us both how that fits into the case for impeachment and what's going on there now. Some of these guys have been in there for 4 years. There's this big hunger strike going on, and yet it's certainly below most media radar.
Well, what's very interesting is that there's been quite a number of officials who have moved out of their duty in Guantanamo who have now openly stated that that the very few of the people, if any, in Guantanamo have anything to do with any terrorist organization or activity. And I think it was Commander Hood, who was leaving most recently from Guantanamo, who said he thought less than 8% of the people that were there, of the 650 that were there, had anything to do with anything. And so now we have the situation where the United States has many, many, many people there where they've admitted they don't really have anything on them. They haven't, they're not accused of any crime. They don't have connections to terrorism. And how do they send them home when they're tainted by virtue of the fact that they were once accused this way and that countries don't really want to take them? And this is now we're in the situation of trying to find places for all of these people. And people that are very badly damaged, you know, beyond the physical, but psychologically, from having been confined in solitary confinement for so long. And it is just an incredibly sad situation. And still so much of it hasn't been revealed. So many people don't know that Camp Iguana down there was for children, and that we had children who were 7 to 11 there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what I mean, beneath the radar, the media radar. What was this an exercise in? I mean, it occurred to me to be common sense that this dragnet in which hundreds and hundreds of people were swept up as detainees on the battlefield, particularly in Afghanistan, couldn't possibly be involved in the Al-Qaeda network. So I knew all that. Didn't they know that? Was there any real purpose to the establishment of Guantanamo as this detention center?
Well, you know, there's you know, varying theories, and we now have a lot of military personnel who are working with us who really think that this was a tremendous mistake from the beginning. But you know, a lot of the retired admirals and generals that work with us think that this was a very blatant sort of, you know, public relations effort, for want of another term, of we're going to sweep up everybody, we're going to frighten the world that we can lock people away in Devil's Island, and that will have this effect of dampening, you know, a movement that we think is growing that we don't understand, you know, all over the world. And then there are others that thought that, you know, maybe if we sweep up this in this huge net, we'll catch a few and we'll be able to squeeze information out of them. And if we find a place that, you know, our American courts can't peer into, then we can use all kinds of methods. And then what we saw was, you know, the FBI teams that went down to help in the interrogation refused to participate because of the methods that were being used. And so, and they came out thinking none of that information is reliable. So, you know, what we came away with were all these different parts of our military and intelligence establishments being, you know, so chagrined and morally outraged. And now a population of people who've been in there for so long, and now we have to struggle to find them a home.
Hmm. Well, thank you very much for being with me on the Mike Malloy Show. My guest has been Barbara Olshansky. With Dave Lindorf, she is the author of The Case for Impeachment, The Legal Argument for Removing George W. Bush from Office. What a good idea. Pick up the book, St. Martin's Press. Also, you can go to ccr-ny.org to find out the work of the Center for Constitutional Rights, and they're doing just that. Barbara Olshansky, thanks for having joined me.
Thank you very much, Peter, for having me.
And this is Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. We'll take our top of the hour break, and then we're going to talk about that dreadful person never mentioning her name. Ever feel like burning a flag? We'll talk about that as well. Stay with us.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Is your yard under attack from bugs? No matter. Let the science of Bayer Advanced protect your lawn, garden, and home. And now, your wallet, too. For a limited time, save $10 by mail on Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf for maximum pest protection. You'll also save on our 1.3-gallon Complete Insect Killer for gardens or home pest control, both with an easy-to-use battery-operated sprayer. Visit BayerAdvanced.com for details. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Why did I get a show? Well, maybe it's because I'm not afraid to say what we're all thinking. First, politicians. You get paid to work, not talk. Start fixing gas prices. Get serious about Iraq, Iran, and immigration. Next, Britney, Paris, Tom, Katie. What kind of idols do our kids have these days? I'm just looking for a little common sense here and there. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific.
America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Kentucky's Governor Ernie Fletcher pleaded not guilty today to charges stemming from a state hiring scandal. The plea was entered by Fletcher's attorney while the governor was on vacation in Florida. Fletcher was indicted last month on charges of conspiracy, official misconduct, and political discrimination over the alleged hiring of political allies for protected state jobs. The judge set November 8th for the start of his trial. A grand jury has been investigating allegations that members of Fletcher's administration based hiring decisions on politics rather than merit as required by law. It's issued 29 indictments, but last summer Fletcher pardoned everyone in his administration who might be charged except himself. Another case of data theft. A hacker stole a file containing the names and social security numbers of 1,500 people working for the Energy Department's Nuclear Weapons Agency. Officials say although the incident happened last September, senior officials were told about it only 2 days ago. The data theft occurred in a computer system at a service center belonging to the National Nuclear Security Administration in Albuquerque, New Mexico. NNSA Administrator Linton Brooks told a House hearing today he learned of the security break late last September but did not inform Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman. Brooks says he assumed that the counterintelligence office would have briefed senior officials. One lawmaker called that hogwash. The situation follows the controversial theft of Veterans Affairs Department data on millions of veterans and active military personnel. An Associated Press Ipsos poll found that a new high, 59%, think it was a mistake to go to war in Iraq, but 63% say they support the troops and consider murder allegations isolated incidents. The number of those opposed to the war has jumped 25 points in just a year and a half. The survey of more than 1,000 adults completed before the announcement of the death of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the terrorist leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq. U.S. military officials say Zarqawi was alive when troops found him after the bombing raid, but he died soon after. George Bush says this week's killing of Zarqawi, quote, helps a lot with security problems, but will not make the war end quickly. Bush says that while he would like to get American troops out of Iraq, quote, as soon as possible, he says it still depends on making Iraq a self-sufficient country. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Peter Werby, substituting for Mike on the Air America Radio Network. Our call-in number, 866-303-2270. Mike and Laura Flanders, Rachel Maddow, Tom Hartman, they're all involved in something that's pretty sharp out in Seattle. Seattle's Progressive Talk, AM 1090, is presenting Changing the Media, Changing America. It's an interactive forum. It's tomorrow night, June 10th, at the Seattle Town Hall. No one's written in or called in. I think Mike said it was sold out, but don't listen to that. Go storm the doors. Say, come on, set up a microphone or a loudspeaker outside. We all want to hear this. All right, let me just recap a little what we were talking about. Obviously, the killing of El-Zarqawi. And I thought it was so odd that immediately, hours after El-Zarqawi was dead, they have photographs of him matted and framed. Matted and framed. What? Because, remember, this is not just a military exercise. It's a propaganda exercise for the Bush regime. Now that 59% of adults say the United States made a mistake in going to war in Iraq, according to the latest AP Ipsos file. File? No. What am I thinking of? The IPCRES file. Anybody remember that? Forget it. It just popped into my brain. Anyways, poll. The poll. So almost 60% of us say that the United States made a mistake in going to war in Iraq. 40% still think it was a good idea? I mean, I don't know. And it comes down to it, 68% of Republicans, 57% of white evangelicals, and 51% of self-described conservatives, key groups in Bush's base of support, approved of his handling of Iraq. So only it's almost 50-50 with conservatives. 50-50 with conservatives, 68% of Republicans. They're you know, talk about red state, blue state, they're in a state of denial, right? People support the troops but not the war, according to all of this. 63% of those surveyed said they thought the killings of civilian in Iraq by American soldiers were isolated incidents. In terms of cold-blooded murder, but we have managed to kill 100,000 Iraqi civilians, probably injured another 100,000. But as Tommy Frank said, the first general leading that misadventure, that invasion, that illegal invasion into Iraq, hey, we don't do body count, so we don't know for sure. All right, your thoughts on that at 866-302-270. Oh, here's some email from Francis, listening in Montreal, one of my favorite cities. I mean, hey, I'm sure everybody's been there says that. And Francis, you can't, let me see, do I know my French? I think it's a guy. Sorry, Francis, if I'm wrong, but anyways. I wasn't surprised when I saw Zarqawi was killed. He's as insignificant as they come in the grand scheme of things. Although, you watch, Bush's poll numbers and the war in Iraq and it go up a little. Every time something like that happens, you know, they have a vote or they catch Saddam. But then, of course, the country goes to hell, so do Bush's ratings. But with Bush's approval rating sinking at an all-time low and an imminent election, as well as scandals coming out of his ears, a convenient victory like this is just what the Bush crime family thinks will let them save face. He says, I think it's funny how two 500-pound bombs, two for targeting one person, were used on a flimsy shack, and the picture of his corpse seems a little too intact for this to be believable. If you go to Yahoo News, I think it's just news.yahoo.com, you'll see what is left of where Al-Zarqawi was when the bomb struck. It's just absolutely demolished. You couldn't even imagine what kind of structure it was. So how he got out with a few bruises is way beyond me. But let's see, Zarqawi's face is completely intact, so people can identify him easily. However, two 500-pound bombs would have flash fried him or taken chunks out of him, as well as the neighbors next door. Am I the only one who finds this to be totally laughable? All right, wanted to talk about that dreadful person, that despicable person. Now, I'm not going to mention her name, although if you know who it is, it begins with a C. That's all I'm going to say. I never give these people free publicity. Do you realize what kind of PR these right-wingers get from us? Because we're always talking about their names. Now, the show I do in Detroit, it's not made up as much of as this one is, of us kind of talk show junkies. No, I mean, I put myself in that category as well, so I'm not saying it in any disparaging manner. But I'm willing to bet at the station here in Detroit that I do my talk show on that probably 80% of the I mean, all right, 70%. 70% of the people would not know who TDP is, that dreadful person. And on the other hand, I'll bet you probably 80% of you know who TDP is, all right? Hey, by the way, if you want to find out about my Detroit program, you can go to my website, peterwerbe.com, P-E-T-E-R-W-E-R-B-E. Last name again, W-E-R-B-E. Now, that dreadful person's book, I'm looking at this right-wing news site, and it has a brand new book that's like $27.95, and they're selling it for $5. Well, they really want to make sure it's a bestseller, and it's going to be. I mean, the TDP has made such horrible and outrageous statements, and they're crafted to get the kind of reaction and the public exposure that she wants. She's masterful, and she has us by the cojones because we react. So I don't react. I don't react to it at all. Let's see what else is in here. Oh, yeah. One of the things that she and – oh, yeah, I wanted to tell you a couple of things, too. I wrote this one right-wing site that one time that that runs her column all the time. And I wrote and I said, I really like Ann Coulter's you know what? I'm going to pull up short on this because the last time I said this, I told this story on my local show, and I was scolded. I was scolded for telling the story that I was about to tell. And I respect that person enough who's probably listening that I'm not going to tell it again. Sorry about that. All right, so I'll go on to the subject. Ooh, but that's tantalizing, huh? But sorry about that. So I tend never to mention the names of these right-wingers. They get so much play on their own show, and then they're all sort of self-referential because they name each other on their shows and on and on like that. So they don't need us. And I don't want to inform anyone who has never heard of TDP, that dreadful person, about someone that they're going to go out and buy the book. Anyways, one of the things that TDP says, and all the rest of TDPs, those dreadful people, is that liberals and leftists are these miserable, angry people with lots of personal and psychological problems. Well, forgetting about this entire country is, as Greg Palast says in his wonderful new book, Armed Madhouse, that that given what we've lived through, the wars, I mean, if we go back to some of you, some of our parents, some of our grandparents, you know, depression and wars and cold wars and nuke fear and terrorism and on, and now a country completely adrift, the fact that there are mass psychological problems and that it's at such a level that the amount of medicines that we all take just to keep us on an even keel, left wing, right wing, whoever, I mean, all you have to do is turn on television and see the remedies that are over the over the counter. And those include, and remember, so many of these are stress connected or stress rooted, things like stomach ailments, and that's why this proliferation of stomach medications, of headache remedies, what else? I mean, sleep potions and all of that. Then when you get into the pharmaceuticals, I mean, think of the multi-billion-dollar industry that it is to administer to our psychic pain across the political spectrum. Now, there's only one difference between the left and the right in that regard. We tend to suffer privately. They make their problems other people's problems. Their problems of anger and aggression, of fear and paranoia, those come out in a great political expression. What the left has, what liberals have, what progressives have, is a philosophy, a worldview of sharing, tolerance, love, diversity, all of that. How can we have a world that lives at peace? Whereas these people in the right that are so fearful, in many ways, that's the root of it, which produces anger, which produces all of it, aggressiveness, defensiveness, paranoia, they love chaos. They're the masters of chaos. We often say, hey, look, they're screwing everything up. At least people will get tired of them. But they're often very successful in that they can engender the same fears that motivate them in the rest of us. because they control most of the media. They control the imagery. They control a lot of the assumptions that we all operate under. That's why I try to move away from those. That's what TDPs do, those dreadful people. But I want to talk a little in how this gets into anger and what kind of popular expression that has. Right back with that on the Mike Malloy Show after these. I'm Peter Werby. You can call at 866-303-2270. Email calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Orrick Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Orrick, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hey, Mike Malloy, thank you very much. Peter Werby broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan. 866-303-2270. Actually, I had a lot more to say on the subject we were talking about, but I'm just looking at the phone screen here. You folks got a lot of interesting topics. I'm going to go right to your calls. Actually, what we were talking about was TDP, that dreadful person. Do not mention the C word on the air, engineers in New York, please. If anyone tries to sneak in the TDP name, blot it out with your electronic whatevers you do. Push some little buttons in. Seriously, we will not. Jason just back there in New York said, seriously, yeah, I don't want her name on this station, although it's probably been all day. I've heard her name probably 30 times today. I mean, when I write a book, actually I'm putting together a book of essays I've written over the years. I mean, are we going to hear about that on the R show and the H show and the B show and all that? No. They're not going to mention me. They're not going to mention Al Franken's book. All right, so no free publicity to TDP. All right, let's go to John in North Carolina. John, hey, it's Peter Werby in for Mike Malloy. Thanks for calling 866-303-2270. You're on the air.
Hey, you know, these Republicans, they've only got two commandments instead of ten.
Uh-oh.
And they are thou shalt fear and thou shalt hate.
There you go.
And nobody does more of that than this dreadful person.
Well, yeah, and they're related. Fear and hatred, of course, are directly connected.
Yeah, you know, it's their whole program when you get right down to it. I mean, I was thinking about how to describe it. It's not passive aggression. It's massive aggression.
There you,
you
go.
Know, they just spew their hate all over everybody and everything, and they're so revoltingly self-righteous. I mean, I just can't stand it.
Well, one of the things that they say about us is that we're angry. Well, damn right we're angry when we see the Constitution shredded, when we see this mountain of corpses produced by the Bush crime family, when we see our nation in debt and on and on and on, the whole litany, everyone listening can fill in the blanks. Yeah, we're angry, but we're not basically angry people. In fact, in many ways, we're too slow to react. Thank you, John. I appreciate your call. Let's go to my hometown, Detroit, Michigan, and talk to Tim. Tim, hey, it's Peter Werby. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Tim.
Okay, I'm going to mention a TDP. I'll try to avoid mentioning her name. We all know who she is. And let me preface my remarks by saying that I'm not trained in any psychological extent. But based on people that I've known in the past, I tend to think she actually may suffer from some sort of anxiety disorder, coupled with maybe paranoid delusions. I mean, any person who essentially, you know, casts aspersions on these heroic women who suffered incredible tragedy in 9/11 has to have some sort of problem, it seems to me.
Well, maybe she's just this incredibly smart public relations person that just knows that all she's got to do is write that in the book, and she gets to be on television. And she get, I mean, it was in the New York Times today. It the head of the 9/11 commission was commenting on it. And we do her job for it. I mean, it's going to wind up to be the number one bestseller in the United States. You watch.
Well, I think I have to borrow another term from the mental health community. It's called enabling. And I think what happens is the corporate media often enables a lot of these wackos from the right wing to really spew out a lot of this propaganda.
Well, sure.
And I think in her case especially, when you, as I say, cast aspersions on widows who have gone through an incredible tragedy, you know, somebody in the press should say, look, I mean, this goes beyond the pale and should, you know, ignore her.
Well, the one good thing she said, I really thought it was funny, when Rush Limbaugh got exposed as being the junkie that he was, the OxyContin freak, she said the left finally met a drug addict they didn't like. I like that. Thank you very much, Tim. Here's Bob in, Meriden, Connecticut. Am I saying that right?
Meriden.
Meriden it is. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I want to talk about that TDP, too, or whatever you call it. Whatever it is.
That damn person.
Yeah. My big issue is NBC. That's what really bothered me, the fact that in a morning daily show, you know, a morning show that where kids are watching this or parents are getting ready their kids to go to school and stuff, it could have been those widow's kids watching this.
Sure.
And, you know, you got the FCC out there, you know, throwing all these fines on people for saying, you know, saying the bad word or something. But this woman comes out there or thing or whatever and spews this garbage. And these kids are watching it. I mean, kids are watching the show. I mean, this is what people are watching in the morning. This is not like late time, nighttime, you know, Bill O'Reilly or even Daily Show or anything like that. This is like right there in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning.
No, I forgot about the O. Yeah, don't say the O word either.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I mean, this is what bothers me is that the network actually allowed, and they know what she's about.
Well, here. NBC is involved in the same kind of deal. They knew that if they put her on there, there'd be this great outrage. And I guess I've kind of stayed away from being outraged about her absolutely outrageous statements because they are crafted. They are designed to bring out in me and you, because we've got good hearts, exactly the reaction that we're exhibiting. And because you got to remember that probably 80% of the people that hear those remarks are repulsed by them. But 20%, hey, they're going to go out and buy this stupid book.
Well, actually, that's another point, too. I think a lot of those books that are being bought are by schools and stuff like that. I think they're buying them en masse.
Schools?
I really don't believe. I heard this one girl call up from, it was on a different show. I think it was maybe Randy Rhodes or something, that their school actually, you know, made it required reading for one of their courses.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your comments. We got to go to a break. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270. We will be right back.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and you really need to buy Sam Cedar's new book, FUBAR, America's Right-Wing Nightmare, because Sam is my friend, and because his book answers important questions about the new America, such as, if I'm a defense contractor, should I rent my own congressman or buy him outright? As a gay Republican, exactly how much should I hate myself? And what should I do with all this fantastic free time in George Bush's America now that I'm poor and jobless? So buy the new book, FUBAR, America's Right-Wing Nightmare, by Sam Cedar and Stephen Sherrill, on sale at bookstores everywhere and at airamerica.com.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Country singers Bruce Robeson and Kelly Willis. We had a gig in half an hour.
But with my allergies, I wasn't all there. I just couldn't sing.
I told her, you need Claritin D.
So I got Claritin Clear. Claritin D relieved my worst symptoms, even congestion and sinus pressure, fast. And I wasn't drowsy.
Told you, nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Find Claritin D on shelf or at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products.
Live Claritin Clear.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Thank you, Mike Malloy. Peter Werby here on your show from Detroit, Michigan, just reading all this email. What a pile of it. Call talkyes at yahoo.com. I can't possibly get to all of it tonight. I'll try. Short messages are best. Call talkyes at yahoo.com. Our phone number, 866-303-2270. We're talking about TDP, that dreadful person, that damn person, who has made such outrageous statements about the 9/11 widows and so many other things. Now, someone was really kind of outraged at me. He or she says that they're originally from New Orleans, displaced now to Tennessee, and wrote into calltalkyes at yahoo.com. How can you even make, they're talking about me, make the statement referring to what she's writing as marketing? Where is the outrage of all people, even the Republicans, towards this woman? Well, I think there is a lot of outrage, and I guess I almost feel that being outraged by her outrageous, mean-spirited, ugly statements plays into her hands. That's why I don't even want to mention her name. Tim from Detroit said, everybody knows who we're talking about. 20% of you are saying, who the hell are they talking about? And maybe that's not good radio. But even if we said her name, if you don't know who it is, I don't want to give her any publicity. I don't want to say the names of these right-wing talk show hosts. I guess the O-Man does sometimes. I realize that. I've never even watched his show. I don't even give him. I mean, I always try to deal with these guys the harshest blow of all. I totally ignore them. And that's what I would suggest. By the way, Mike Malloy is going to be participating tomorrow night in this conference called Changing the Media, Changing America. It's an interactive forum. Tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. at the Seattle Town Hall. It's going to be joined by Tom Hartman, Laura Flanders, and the whole thing moderated by Rachel Maddow. Now, it's almost $30 a ticket. And I was thinking, $30, man. I mean, maybe people aren't even going to come out for it. Now, just as I was correct, what I said, what I remembered Mike saying last night on this show. Brian writes in, the Seattle conference was sold out almost immediately. However, it's going to be streamed live on Air America Seattle. You can go to, this is a long one, am1090seattle.com, am1090seattle.com, so you'll be able to hear all that for the conference. Florence, who's listening in Rainier, Washington, writes, the show is completely sold out. I won two tickets and only need one. I can meet a person at the show. Well, I'll tell you, Florence, I don't know how to hook you up. All right, let's go back to your calls. Here's John in Santanella, California. John, hey, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Peter, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, glad to.
On the Zaghari thing, the front page of the San Francisco Chronicle has got a picture of the residents. The Army released a picture of what they had bombed, and then they have the bombed out site. And then in the article, they mentioned just in passing that two other men, a woman and a child, were found next to him.
Well, that's
collateral. Totally obliterated.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm thinking on the 7th, they said that he was marked for death as a martyr by some naval analyst on one of the blogs. And he dies on the 8th. They have this big photograph of him.
Yeah. You with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they do.
I'm just thinking, the whole thing seems planned. I mean, beyond just a lucky break or a
Everything
just needs to be a cover story for something that's been planned out by the United States military for
all the rest of
weeks,
it. Is,
you know.
Yeah, it drives everything off of the front pages, to be sure.
Yeah, and then it's all carefully packaged. And then if you think about it, the American people now have gotten so hardened that the woman and child that get blown up with these 200-pound bombs, it's like, oh, good riddance to them, too. Now, who were they? They could have been just people visiting the house, you know, delivering bakery goods.
No,
you don't know who they were. They could have been completely innocent.
Well, those are collateral damage. That's when the
collateral damage. Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's when the Israelis bomb Palestinian targets. The same thing. John, thanks a lot. Okay. I appreciate your call. Joe from Larchmont, New York, writes into calltalkyes at yahoo.com. I heard on CNN, I think, or was it Democracy Now with Amy Goodman, that the U.S. was going to make a concerted effort to, quote, respect the photos of the dead Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. That's after the PR fiasco that resulted from the photos of Saddam's sons, Uday and Qusay, that were shown at the time, which were bloodied. And Joe says, now, doesn't that nice framing job make a big difference? That's what I'm saying. What do they have over there? Somebody whose specialty is framing photos. They say, all right, we got the photos of him. Take the photo, develop it immediately, blow it up huge, and then mat it and frame it. Wow, that's weird. I think that's very weird. So it's not a military victory by the that is seen in Washington, but a propaganda victory that hopefully will begin to reverse the fact that now the vast majority of the American people realize that invading Iraq was a mistake. And ultimately, of course, it's about electoral politics. The fact that there's blood everywhere doesn't matter to the Bush crime family. 866-303-2270, Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Here's Vince in Denver. Vince, hey, you're on the air.
Call back in a little while. I can get my headpiece and see if I'll be able to hear you, but currently the whole headpiece was broken off it. I was just riding by on my mountain bike and saw something.
I wish I'd let that go. I like weird-ass calls like that. Here's Doug in Elk Grove, California. Doug, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Peter, how do I follow up after the broken headpiece there?
But
hey, I've got to admit this. I'm one of the 12 Republicans that actually really does enjoy your show here on the left coast.
Well, thank
you. I wanted to weigh in on this Alkari body recovery.
Sure.
I have a little bit of expertise in that area. I was a member of the Special Operations Group when I was in the Army and got the unfortunate opportunity to see damage to bodies that were near explosives.
Okay.
And certainly what happened in this case was that there are multiple operations that went off at the same time. The over the net, Zarqawi's death was reported. It was misreported as far as location, but he was underground at that location that was tunneled out underneath, and he had injuries consistent with an overpressure. He was killed from the overpressure of that 500-pound bomb detonating above his location there, bleeding from the eyes and the ears. So I do believe he was killed in that location that's being reported. And I think that the reporting machine kind of goofed up.
Wait. Come back to me a little on this. You're saying that he was in a bunker below ground?
Correct. Right. And the injuries that at least that I saw, and I do agree with you that framing that picture was kind of unseemly, but
I wasn't even talking about how unseemly it is. I just think it's strange that they have somebody in the military whose specialty is on a moment's notice being able to frame a large photograph. When I take something into a frame shop, they say, okay, come back in 10 days.
Sure. Well, one thing culturally we got to remember in this area is that this Zarqawi was not only was he an enemy to us, and I know that you were glad to see him go as well. You know, we've kind of lost that point.
I want to see all killing stop, and I don't think this is going to have much effect on it. But he was a man. He was a man. I mean, if we want to take issue with everyone killing civilians, that's a broad sword. And I don't make distinctions like that. I mean, because some people are fighting for the right cause, some people are fighting the wrong cause, some people are fighting for religion, other people are fighting for politics,
sure.
Other people are fighting for oil, and it winds up a lot of dead kids.
Right, that's unfortunate. I have been exposed to that, and I fortunately came out okay. But I'd like to make one point that Zarqawi, as much an enemy as he is to us, was an enemy to the Iraqi people. And I'm glad he's gone. And I do want to see this war resolved quickly with as least bloodshed to everybody involved.
Both
hopefully
of us.
We get that message to our elected people.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate the call. 866-303-2270. If the other 11 Republicans listening want to call in, you can. Here's Owen in Topeka, Kansas. Owen, hi. You're on the air.
Good evening, Peter.
Hi.
I don't know if you're much of a Dobbs man.
A what man?
A Lou Dobbs.
A Lou Dobbs. I've never seen him.
Well, he's...
I know who he is.
Okay. Well, he, on his show the other night, he had a young lady I like to refer to as Annie Plain and Tall.
Okay.
She was on there promoting her new book.
Oh, this is the TDP, that dreadful person that wrote the new book. Okay.
But he had compared her to Michael Moore, and she resented that. She said, no, I'm more of a conservative Mark Twain.
Oh.
And I couldn't help but think that she might be a conservative Hunter S. Thompson. And I just started thinking about this theory, but when I read Hunter S. Thompson, I don't read him to get the facts. You know, he's an amazing journalist. But I didn't read him to get factual evidence. And I think AC is kind of the same way. You can't read this woman's book and think of it as facts because she just doesn't have credibility. You have to read this as entertainment. And if people take this seriously, imagine if people took Hunter F. Thompson's book seriously and thought, you know, it just doesn't work.
Now, and also, I'm stuck on Mark Twain. Mark Twain was quite a radical guy. In the late 1890s, he was may have even been head, but at least was a member of the Anti-Imperialist League that opposed the first American efforts to gain territories outside of its own borders. He had one. You can read his war prayer, which is you know, this anti-war statement. He's got this whole thing about a flag, men die for a rag, men kill for a rag. He was quite a radical guy.
The fact that she compared herself to him, this woman, it just insulted me. The fact that she thought she was a conservative Mark Twain, I just couldn't get past it.
Well, let me just put this to you, Owen, as well, and I guess I hear our music, so we don't have much time. I refuse to be outraged by her because she's trying to outrage me. I guess I won't pose it as a question. I'll leave it as my statement because we've got to take a break. The Mike Malloy Show is what you're listening to. I'm Peter Werbe. If you'd like to comment, 866-303-2270. We'll be right back.
I'm the tool of the government and industry too, for I am destined to rule and regulate you. I may be vile and pernicious, but you can't look away. I make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. I'm the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? I'm the slime oozing out from your TV set.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. One of the best things about getting an 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum is what you don't get, namely, a cloud of dust in your face every time you turn it on or when you empty it, which means you won't get a house full of bacteria that travels on dust. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or a free 30-day home trial. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL. 1-800-989-4200.
Must you sacrifice your values to be a successful investor? At Pax World, we don't think so. We offer you the opportunity to invest with your values. We also believe companies meeting higher social and environmental standards are better long-term investments. Pax World, socially responsible mutual fund since 1971. Available with a low $250 minimum investment.
You should consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses before investing. For this and other important information, please obtain a fund prospectus by calling 1-800-767-1729 or online at paxworld.com. Please read the prospectus carefully before investing.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Thank you, Mike Malloy. Peter Werby broadcasting from Detroit. We're talking about that dreadful person, not even saying her name. We don't want to give her any more publicity than she's able to suck out of the media already. TDP is what we're referring to her. She's, if you don't know who we're talking about, good. And we're not going to give her any publicity on this show. Or tell me if you disagree with that decision. I just don't like giving all these right-wingers free publicity. You know, P.T. Barnum's dictum, any publicity is good publicity as long as they spell your name right. We're also talking some about the framed photograph of al-Zarqawi. Now, what is going on with that? Why do they have to frame it? Why? I mean, I don't even understand this. And I was saying, where did they get somebody over there that that develops this photo, blows it up, and frames it and mats it? In a matter of like an hour or something like that. Ward is listening in Japan. They don't call it the World Wide Web for nothing, do they? The framed photo is bizarre. I wouldn't be surprised if soon Rummy will have Zarqawi's actual head on his desk in a jar of formaldehyde after he sucks the blood from the body, of course. Didn't Bush? Yeah, that nut. He had Saddam's pistols. Man, these guys are weird. They really are pieces of work. All right, we're talking about TDP, that dreadful person, that damn person, that despicable person, and they all are a bunch of TDPs, those dreadful people. Why don't they stop making their problems our problems? Why don't they not act out? They're filled with hatred. They're filled with anger. They're filled with fear. Why do they project it onto the rest of us and the world? They're violent. That's how they, never mind. I shouldn't say never mind. That's what we're talking about, isn't it? All right. 866-303-2270. Never got to the deal about burning a flag. Did you ever want to do it? Maybe in our final hour we'll do that. All right, let's go to Earl. Earl's in Michigan. Earl, you're in my state. Where are you?
Hey, how you doing, Peter? Ypsilanti.
Okay. Just down the road, down 94?
Yeah. Hey, I think you're being too kind when you talk about TDP. I prefer that you call it TDI, that dreadful it, and you refer to it as a her and a she, and that's being just too kind, and it thrives on publicity, and it thrives on attention, and if we ignore it, then maybe it will just shrivel up and die.
Well, exactly. So you think even though I'm not using her name, I'm falling into that, hey?
Its name. And I know it slipped earlier and used its name, but...
I did?
You did. When you talked about the story that you decided not to go into, you used its name.
Ooh, but, I quoted somebody. You're right.
Said that. Okay. But yeah. I guess that's all I wanted to say. I guess it was on the front page of the Ann Arbor News today, and it just up next to Hillary Clinton, and it needs no attention. It needs to be forgotten, and maybe it will shrivel up and die and go away.
You know what, Earl? I said earlier, I'm already tooting my own horn. Think about her, that I'm going to publish a collection of my essays that I've written over the years, and we were talking about pretty low press run because I figured it probably only interests a small circle of friends. But I've got to write some outrageous stuff in there. That's the only way to do it, I guess. All right, Earl, thanks a lot. Here's Luke in Knoxville, Tennessee. Luke, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
As you said, it's whose name shall not be mentioned.
Okay.
I heard, I think it was Al earlier today on the thing talking about it. He said, and I agree with him, he said, you know, I know it won't really happen, but any show that she appears on, anybody walks in ought to see her and turn around, walk right out the door and say, as long as she's here, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't happen, though.
Oh, no, it won't happen, but I mean... That's what should happen. You know what I mean? Has anybody had any shred of decency?
Well, I'll tell you, I've gone around the block with a couple of people about why they appear on the O Show.
Yeah.
And, there's a one guy that I have great respect for, Bob Jensen, Robert Jensen from the University of Texas at Austin. He says, I'm going to go anywhere where I'm invited and put across a progressive message. And he and I argue all the time because I say, you're just making the program more interesting. And I don't want to go on O's show or anybody like that and be an unpaid, an unpaid performer to make them millions of dollars where they always get the last word.
Well, and why don't you say someplace where they control the button?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was the thing. You remember when Al and him faced off at the book convention a couple years ago?
Right.
He couldn't shut Al's microphone off. If he would have, if he could have.
He sure could have. All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate your call. And let me see. We got time for one more call, Jason. Quick one. All right. They're not telling me who to take. Let's go to. I can't make this. Doesn't say anything. Michael in New York. Go ahead. You're on the air. Michael in New York. You're on the air. Michael, go ahead. You got just a few seconds. Hey, Michael.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Michael from New York.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. You know, it's interesting you're talking about TDP. You keep referring to this person as her. I'm not sure about that. You know, I'm thinking, as Austin Powers said, it's a man, baby. I mean, look at the size of that Adam's apple. Now, I'm not sure.
Well, that's where I was going with it. The story I didn't want to tell, and someone who actually underwent such a process, who is an incredible supporter of Progressive Talk Radio. I mean, I guess the reason it came out in a mocking way when I actually told it on the air in my Detroit station was that these people are such hypocrites. That's why.
I mean, about that.
Yeah, I mean, if a right winger turns out to be gay, we're going na 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 nah, because they're such they're such haters and such they're so hypocritical about gays. Where people that are just saying, "Hey, I'm gay," people that are human beings don't care. All right, Michael, thanks a lot. I know you said get a third party in American politics. Yeah, we've only got one. How about another one? Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Got another hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back after our top of the hour information block.
My one favorite spread has been Smart Balance Buttery Spread. I'm Bob Harris, and I've got another favorite spread that I think you'll love. It's new Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter. It contains no hydrogenated oil, no trans fatty acid, no refined sugar, all natural ingredients, and 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s per serving. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter with 1,000 milligrams of omega-3. We deep roast premium quality peanuts to make it taste great.
Is your yard under attack from bugs? No matter. Let the science of Bayer Advanced protect your lawn, garden, and home. And now, your wallet, too. For a limited time, save $10 by mail on Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf for maximum pest protection. You'll also save on our 1.3-gallon Complete Insect Killer for gardens or home pest control, both with an easy-to-use battery-operated sprayer. Visit BayerAdvanced.com for details. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results.
Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Al-Qaeda's Iraq leader, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, was pulled alive from the safe house, demolished by two 500-pound bombs Wednesday. American military officials updated their report on the raid Friday, saying that Iraqi security forces were first on the scene and found Zarqawi critically injured but conscious. They put him on a stretcher, but he appeared to try to roll off when he spotted American troops arriving. He apparently mumbled a few words, and then he died.
President Bush cautioned that a war is not won with the death of one man. Speculation is well underway in Iraq as to which lieutenant will rise to succeed Zarqawi. Internet phone service providers are not exempt from the Bush administration's domestic eavesdropping that was originally secretly launched to hunt terrorists in the U.S. The Federal Appeals Court in Washington Friday rejected a petition to overturn an FCC order to require high-speed Internet providers to comply with wiretap orders. The FCC order reversed its previous stand that the Internet is an information service and outside the government's wiretap authority. Private networks are still protected from the government's wiretap access. Bankrupt auto industry supplier Delphi Corporation has reached a deal with the United Auto Workers Union on its wage, benefit, and job slashing plans. Under the new agreement, the Detroit Free Press reports that union workers with 10 years of service will be offered a $140,000 buyout, while remaining union workers will get a $70,000 offer to walk away from their jobs. But it's not a done deal, as Delphi needs to present it to the bankruptcy judge for his approval before they can move forward. The Los Angeles Police Department has received criticism in the past for the amount of crime on the streets of Los Angeles, but not on Friday, Steve Gonzalez reports.
There are those days when Chief William Bratton gets accolades for bringing the crime stats down in L.A. when the national average is going up. Gloria Edgar Madrid's son was killed by four burglars 4 years ago.
When he got home, they were in the process of robbing his apartment, and he walked in on them, and they shot him 5 times, and he died for that. Listen, they were gang members.
She stopped by the LAPD in person to thank Chief Bratton for apprehending all four. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Gonzalez.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network. Peter Werby sitting in for Mike. Mike off for the night, traveling to Seattle. Our number here, 866-303-2270. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. My website, you want to hook into what I'm all about here in Detroit, where I'm broadcasting from, peterwerby.com. W-E-R-B-E. W-E-R-B-E, peterwerby.com. Mike will be at the Changing the Media, Changing America Interactive Forum tonight, Saturday, June 10th, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., completely sold out. This is at the Seattle Town Hall, so this is not a small venue. $30 to get into the thing, and now we're getting email from people that are saying, I'm going down there, I'm showing up. It could be an historic event, so it would be the kind of thing that you could go down there, and if you can find Francine, who's coming in from Rainier, Washington. She has an extra ticket. I don't know. Maybe you could put up a little sign, Francine, or something like that. All right, we're talking about this awful book put out by this awful person whose name we're not mentioning. But I was talking about a nation that manifested such clear psychopathological characteristics in so many of us. I mean, if it's not rage and fear and paranoia, it's anxiety and stomach problems and headaches and all of that. All of it collectively illustrates a political and cultural body that's not doing well. And I'm not trying to say that, I'm perfect, I don't have any problems, I don't have any stresses, I don't have any manifestations of any of those things. I'm not going to confess anything on the air, but it's broad enough that it includes all of us. And I said earlier, the difference between the right takes its problems, particularly aggression and fear, and makes it everyone else's problems. That's what, I mean, you ever hear of a serial killer that was a liberal Democrat? I mean, they don't make them. They just don't make them. So here, did I read this last hour about the use of potent, the use of potent antipsychotic drugs to treat children and adolescents for problems like aggression and mood swings increased more than fivefold from 1993 to 2002? Let's see, where was it? In the two-year period from 1993 to 1995, 275 kids per 100,000 we're using antipsychotic medications. Now, the last, during this miserable period of the Bush regime, almost 1,500 per 100,000 children. And things like shrinking access to long-term shrinking access to long-term psychotherapy and hospital care played a role as well. So as we pump up the war budget, and these horrible, illegal, unnecessary wars are carried out by the Bush crime family, well, what happens to our taxes? They go to the war manufacturers, and they go to the people that are rebuilding after the war machinery destroys things, instead of going to our hospitals that take care of our kids. So who has family values? These warmongers or people that, like us, that want to take care of our family, and we extend that. Of course, first we think of our own immediate family, and then of our neighborhood and our community and our city and our state and our nation, but then we extend it way beyond that to the world. Road rage disorder affects up to 16 million Americans. To you, that angry horn-blasting tailgater is suffering from road rage, but doctors have another name for it, intermittent explosive disorder, affecting up to 16 million Americans. I mean, we've all had him behind us, right? I'll tell you, I've always had some bumper sticker on my car. I had one that just says, bring the troops home now. But I had one back in the day when Bush actually had ratings. Remember that? It's ancient history now. But when Bush had ratings that were above 50%, and my bumper stickers said, Bush lied, people died. So I would look in the back of my rearview mirror when I was stopped, and there'd be these guys in these huge, Ford 150 pickup trucks or something like that, just looking at me with such incredible rage and right on my bumper, and I'm thinking, man, they're really after me because of my bumper sticker. But then one day, my car was in the service, and I got a loaner, and I'm sitting at a light, and I look, and there is another big truck. It doesn't have any bumper sticker on it, and it's like the same guy, not the exact guy, same type. angry. You know, and I think a lot of it is the job. I used to think, hey, who's this guy, you know, dodging in and out of traffic and right on my bumper and all that. And I'm thinking, it's some poor, overworked SOB that's trying to get home and just is so angry about having to work overtime or two jobs or whatever. I mean, that's not an excuse for uncivil behavior. But it's certainly an explanation. So this is a society that is psychologically on the edge and really susceptible to the kind of manipulation that comes from the top, particularly through the spectacle, through the media. And who knows how to work that the best, these evil politicians that are in power. Now, just a quick story about road rage. In February of 2005, I was in Cuba for a week. And we were on a big tour bus, so I was touring around the country as part of my journalistic duties, which is permitted under this insane prohibition against going to Cuba for the rest of you. And oftentimes we'd come to a traffic jam in a little town, and very few towns outside of Havana, the bigger towns, have traffic lights, but even some of the fair-sized ones don't. I mean, people just kind of take it easy, and sometimes there was traffic jams, and I noticed our bus driver, he would just kind of sit back, wait for it to clear. And one time, though, we stopped in this town, and this pickup truck just jammed right in front of us and stopped dead. Just stopped dead in this little Cuban town. The bus driver kind of looked, and then he sat back figuring, well, the guy's doing something. And well, then after a while, he said, okay, the bus driver, our driver, said, I'm going to go around him. So he starts to go around the pickup truck, and the pickup truck drives over to the other lane and stops dead in front of us. And the driver, I was sitting in the front seat of the bus, and the driver looked really, he couldn't figure out what was going on. So he started to go in the other lane, and suddenly what you see in every American city all the time, a hand thrusts out of the window, the driver's side of the pickup truck, and gives us the finger, the bird, flips us off. Now, we had three interpreters and guides with us. They were thunderstruck. Their mouths dropped open. They started talking quickly in Spanish to the point where my barely operational Spanish just fell by the wayside. And I said, what's going on? What happened? And they said, we don't know. He must be a crazy man. It is so unusual in this country. I'm not talking about anything about the political structure or what kind of rights people have. I'm talking about day-to-day life there, where you don't have 16 million road-raged people that are so angry because of daily life, even though they don't have the so-called rights that we have. All right, let's see. I want to get to the phones, 866-303-2270. Peter Werbe in for Mike Malloy. I want to put this, though, in the hopper. You ever feel like burning a flag? You ever want to take an American flag and how the hell does that cloth or plastic burn anyways? Or somehow or other, set it on fire, flame it. Well, no. You know, I know not many of you want to burn flags because nobody really does. This is an editorial from the New York Times the other day, June 8th. If the gay marriage amendment was a pathetic attempt to change the subject in an election year, the flag burning proposal is simply ridiculous. There has been, Frist, where the Senate Majority Leader, will not give up. He plans to put in a constitutional amendment that would allow states to pass laws to prohibit the desecration of the flag. Ultimately, these conservatives, these right-wingers, these Republicans have no respect for the constitutional process whatsoever. The Supreme Court of the United States, led by a conservative, Justice Rehnquist, held that it was unconstitutional for states to pass laws prohibiting flag desecration. They said it was protected speech. There never, ever was shown a harm that was done. People say, I hate that. I get so mad when I see anybody burning the flag. Well, they don't get mad too often because it never happens. But even so what? So you get mad. You're going to get mad and we're going to put something in the Constitution? It's like the gay amendment. Why don't you want gays to get married? Well, it hurts marriage. How? Well, I just hate to think about what they do. Well, hey, pal, don't think about it. You got a lot of other things to think about, and thinking about what gay people do shouldn't be one of them. Gay people should be thinking about what gay people do. I thought I was getting a little boom. All right, I want to talk a little more about this flag burning issue, and then I'll get right to your calls. The number on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270. I'm Peter Werbe. If you want to email me, call talkyes@yahoo.com. This is the Air America Radio Network. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werby sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Well, thank you, Mike. Peter Werby broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan. I was just beginning to talk about this flag-burning amendment. Then I want to get to you. Whoa, the calls are stacking up, so I should get to them. We were talking earlier about this horrible person. What was I calling it? A TDP, that dreadful person, I didn't want to mention her name, the woman who's given, because she's just getting so much publicity because of her horrible, outrageous statements, that I didn't want to add to it. And people were beginning to call in and questioning her gender or her sexuality. And so I just wanted to read this because I had gone here once before. And this is from Audre, I think the name is pronounced. Bash the woman all you want for being a vile, slimy Republican shill. Call her all the names you want. I do. But she says, but God damn it, lose the transphobia. The remarks about her being transgender. Just stop it, all of it. What gender she is, what her history is of no concern. If she was transsexual, you people are lowering yourself to her level by using that as a reason to criticize her, which I agree in general, but I did say it would be because of the hypocrisy. If any transsexual, and I know transsexuals, walk into a room where any progressive person, tolerant person was, no one would bat an eyelash. However, when one of these self-righteous, condemnatory people turns out to be something that really they all hate, then I think there is something there. Think about some of these secret gays that have actually been involved in homophobic legislation. Well, I mean, most of us don't care who's gay and who isn't. The only people that care about who's gay on our side are gay people. But in the main, I agree with you. All right, back to this flag-burning amendment, this horrible gay marriage amendment. I mean, even people are saying, oh, it didn't even get 50%. 49 senators in the United States of America tried to make our gay brothers and sisters less than human beings and have that in, I mean, enough that it's into state constitutions like here in Michigan, but wanted to make that part of the foundation legal document of our nation. What a disgrace. What an absolute disgrace. You would think there'd be like six of these cranky, homophobic nitwits. Instead, it's almost 50% of this august body, as they call it. The Club of Millionaires is more like it. And, I mean, what would we be saying if they were saying only whites could marry? And they put that in the Constitution. Or did they have that? I mean, a lot of state laws had it. Only white Gentiles can marry. Because if you love cross race, or if you love across the accepted religion, we're not going to allow you to be married. Oh, man. Anyways, the flag-burning amendment. Let's see. Supporters of the amendment. Flag burning is an issue that exists only for the purpose of pandering to a tiny slice of voters. Of course, supporters of the amendment cannot point to a single instance of anti-American flag burning in the last 30 years. Not true. I saw a flag being burned in 1991, 15 years ago. Now, anybody on the progressive left, the anti-war movement, what have you, knows that that's the absolute worst thing in the world anyone could do in order to bring attention to the ideas that we hold. So there was a small little communist group that we used to say was their hobby. It was their hobby to do that. And some people call them police agents, and I just think they're idiots. I don't think they're police agents. So it did happen, but it is so infrequent. Here's what will happen. If into this foundation document of the United States Constitution, which is supposed to be about the operation of government and also about our rights under this nation, not about who can marry who can love who, or what kind of political expression we can have. It says, the video images that the American Legion finds so offensive to veterans and other Americans are either Vietnam-era vintage or from other countries. The flag-burning amendment, on the other hand, actually could pass. A realistic nose count based on members' public statements and how they voted when the measure last came up in 2000 suggests that the Senate may be just a single vote short of punching a hole in free speech. Sure, when you got Hillary Clinton, didn't she co-sponsor this? And Senator Harry Reid, the Democratic minority leader, this is absolutely disgraceful. Here's what's going to happen if this amendment is passed. Hundreds, maybe thousands of American flags will be burned. It never occurred to me in my entire life to burn an American flag. When I hear this, it begins to cross my mind. Although I am an adult, and it's not the kind of thing that I do. I have lots of means to express myself. What do you think, though, about maybe people that don't have that kind of, I don't know, maturity that I have. Don't you think this is going to wind up with more flags being burned? And don't you think this is exactly what the Republicans want? So we won't think about the economy and the debt. We won't think about the war. We won't think about the assault on workers and middle-class rights. These people. All right, let's go to our phones. It's let's see, it's Allison in Portland, Maine. Hi, Allison. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malone Show.
Hi, that message you just got already pretty well covered, I was going to say, but I just wanted to say, I'm transsexual, and, you know, you can say that some of it is just about the hypocrisy. I don't know I think it's kind of silly not to say her name, but I'll say AC, what her views are about gay people. I really don't even know. But if it's not related to that specific issue, whatever she says, her politics should be, you know, it sounded like some of the people were calling. One person was saying you should call her it. Another person was saying, how can you call her, and you can tell that there's a real kind of viciousness there that has nothing to do with just the politics, and I just wanted to kind of reiterate that.
Well, Allison, too, and I think I was remiss in not speaking to that more directly, because
yeah.
I said, when I had made that same point like a year ago, mostly disparaging her because of her hypocrisy, and still, someone said, listen, there is so much prejudice against transsexuals, please don't add to it. So I apologize for not being more vigilant. Thank you, Allison. Thanks for joining us. Mike Malloy Show, Peter Werby with you, 866-303-2270.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Springer. The plight of refugees worldwide does not reach the headlines nearly as often as it should. But away from the headlines, there's a lot being done to help. The United Nations Refugee Agency is at the forefront, working every day to lessen the plight of millions of displaced people. June 20th is World Refugee Day. All of us at Air America Radio urge you to find out more about the work that goes on year-round and how you can help. Visit UNHCR.org or AirAmerica.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Orrick Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Orrick, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
Hi, this is Julia Sweeney. In my new play, Letting Go of God, I come out clearly as an atheist, absolutely committed to keeping church and state separate. Won't you join me and the Freedom From Religion Foundation in waking up America to the growing dangers of theocracy? Phone 1-800-335-4021. That's 1-800-335-4021. Or visit the Freedom From Religion Foundation at ffrf.org. That's ffrf.org.
I'm Bob Harris to tell you about my new Smart Balance Omega Plus Light Mayonnaise with flax oil and plant sterols. New Smart Balance Omega Mayo has 500 milligrams of omega-3s per serving, natural plant sterols to help offset cholesterol, and half the fat and calories of regular mayonnaise. Enjoy my new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise in salads and sandwiches. You get an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop of my new Smart Balance Light Mayonnaise.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby sitting in for Mike just for this night as he flies out to Seattle to take part in this incredible event that is already sold out tomorrow night. 7:30, actually it's tonight, isn't it? Saturday. 7:30 at the Seattle Town Hall. Already people are saying, hey, ticket or no, even though it's sold out, we're going to go down there. Stand out on the steps. Make sure they got some loudspeakers out there. I think it'll happen. Mike writes in to calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Hey, Peter, can we believe everything we're hearing about the killing of al-Zarqawi when just about everything else they try to feed us is a lie? I'm wondering if Pat Tillman's family or Jessica Lynch is buying all this drivel. Looking at the picture of the house, the quickly framed and matted picture, the story about him mumbling a few words before he died, among other so-called facts, is right out of Hollywood. Yeah, they don't have a good track record. So I think we're going to have to wait a little and see how that comes up. Now, I was talking about this proposed flag-burning amendment, and these Democrats, why don't they just stand up and say, hey, you're a pack of frauds. What we want to talk about is the debt. What we want to talk about is getting the troops out of Iraq. What we want to talk about is stopping your assault on labor unions and the environment. Instead, they're going to go, well, yes, I'll vote for it. And Hillary Clinton, voting for the war, still, don't even start me on that. 866-303-2270. And I said that right now there's no flags being burned. Put that amendment in and, man, flags will go up in smoke. And what about these guys that are their biggest concern in life is protection of private property? I buy a made-in-China plastic flag, right? So I can't burn it? It's mine. Hey, you know, I paid for it. Why can't I burn it? Why can't I do with it? You know how you get rid of out-of-service flags? Those are ones that are like shredded or dirty or something like that. You burn them. Got to have a little ceremony with the American Legion and stuff like that. But, I mean, this is a weird flag. I mean, I don't want to make any nasty analogies, but there's only one country that has ever had such a profusion of rules about its flag, and only one country other than the United States that's ever had a pledge to it. And it was kind of active in the 30s to the mid-40s. So, I mean, I don't want to go there with that particularly, but hey. All right, let's go back to our phones. 866-303-2270. It's Brian in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Boy, do I love that city. Hey, Brian, I used to broadcast there. I used to come there and broadcast live. How you doing?
I'm doing good, sir, and thank you for the good feeling.
Yeah, you're on a cell. You're not. Let me hear you. Let me see if we can get you on. You've been waiting a long time.
Yeah, how's that?
All right, a lot better. Go ahead.
Okay, great. I just wanted to thank you for the good job you're doing. You know, a couple things. The first thing I think is good about that flag amendment is it shows that the Republicans have finally, truly, in their hearts, embraced recycling. Because I remember this from way back when. Same old, same old.
It is.
But, you know, the thing that I really wanted to say was that the way we understand this whole problem that we're having, you know, I hear poor Mike get so frustrated sometimes, and it's very reminiscent of what goes on in dysfunctional families. You were pointing at that a little bit earlier, that what's really going on here is a psychological problem.
Mm-hmm. And if we listen to the guy that's influenced me the most, I mean, he's kind of old-fashioned, Wilhelm Reich, he talked about mass psychologies, and in this case, it's not working real well.
Well, you know, that's exactly what I wanted to bring up, because a lot of people have worked in the tradition of Reich, and one Dr. Ellsworth Baker wrote a book that says that based on the character of a development of an individual, you can find out exactly where they'll be on the political spectrum. To try to convince people with reason to be at a different psychological level. You know, it's like a heroin addict. They're not stupid. They're very intelligent. They're not intentionally evil. They're caught in a certain sort of a pathological dynamic. And when they speak, we hear them differently because we know they lie. We know they cheat. We know they steal. We know they're still human, but we look at their behavior as a little different.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do have people, of course, children that rebel against authoritarian families.
Of course, of course. But, you know, if your neighbor comes and tells you something, we hear it with one set of ears. When someone who we know has a certain problem, we have to kind of filter it a little bit. And so the outrage that people feel, you know, it's because they expect the behavior to be rational. And unfortunately, human behavior is just often not rational.
Yeah, and it depends on what kind of affirmation it gets from society.
Well, that's exactly it. I think that's the crucial point. You know, the Greeks had a term, for example, called pleonexia. Huh. And pleonexia is greed where, you know, if there's one piece of meat and neither of us has one, it's natural human greed for me to want it, for you to want it. But if I have 10 pieces of meat, like the man Huey Long used to refer to at the barbecue, he wants everybody's piece of meat. When I have 10 pieces of meat, you have no pieces of meat, and I have to get that 11th piece. That's not normal human greed. That's actually a form of mental illness, and the Greeks called it pleonexia.
I was going to say it is pathological because actually, if we go back into human history, the history of the species, what typifies that is a collective sharing of the wealth of the plentitude that's available. Society becomes pathological when you start having men, and I use that gender specific term advisedly, when right. men want it all, when you have CEOs that want to make $112 million a year.
Exactly. And, you know, even the Confucians, they said we measure someone's development by their ability to care about other people.
Wow.
And I think we all know that. All spiritual traditions affirm that. One of the interesting things I wanted to point out is that when you get a bunch of people all stuck at a certain level, one of the phases we call that in history is called the mythic membership cult.
Mm-hmm.
And in a mythic membership cult, you can just execute people that aren't in your cult. You're also very concerned with rules and roles, and that's how you know who's in your club and who's not in your club. And honestly, for you, psychodynamically, if they're not in your cult, honestly, they're not really humans. So you don't have to report their deaths. You don't have to worry about torturing them. They're literally just like the Aztecs, someone to sacrifice to your gods.
Sure. Are you familiar with the science fiction writer, the late Philip K. Dick?
Oh, I love him. Read everything he ever wrote.
Okay. Well, the one that I was thinking of, Blade Runner, or Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, the name of his book. And you remember that the only way they could tell the difference between human beings and androids, no matter how perfect a replica of a human being these androids were, they could not empathize. No compassion. That meant that you had lost the root human characteristic.
Yep. I was thinking of Radio Free Albemuth.
Yes.
Where he says that something comes from the universe that tells us how to be in harmony. And when that gets blocked, what we create is Rome. Whether it's Rome, the First Reich, or Rome, the Third Reich, or Rome, what we're watching go down around now, you know, it's an evolutionary problem.
All right.
And I think the trick of the mythic membership cult is to put it into an us and them thing. And we have to step out of that. We're going to evolve out of this problem. We won't reason or argue our way out of it.
Something has to be done. Hey, Brian, great talking with you. I got to get back to Santa Fe. I love it.
Yeah, well, we're waiting for you.
All my friends out there at Camp Love Wave, too. Do you ever listen to that?
Oh, sure.
I'm a guest on that. What is it? It's the State University initials. Anyway.
Right, KSFR.
That's right. All right. Hello to all my friends out there. Thanks, Brian. Thanks for joining me on the Mike Malloy Show. Here's Vince. And, hey, Vince, you're back. You got your little headpiece?
Good to get through this time. I was talking on somebody's broken phone earlier.
Yeah.
So I wanted to find something out. I wanted to make a couple statements. First and foremost, I think this whole Zarqawi thing is a sham.
How come?
I just believe that, there again, you know, somebody getting hit with almost half a ton of TNT, I don't believe that he would look the way he does on the news or on the front page of the Rocky Mountain News here in Denver, Colorado.
It is pretty strange. We had a military guy on who was talking about how that just, how it could happen, but the damn house fell down on him.
Yeah, it was kind of insane.
Yeah. I wonder what the other people looked like that way. I wonder what the kids that were in the house looked like.
Yeah, I wonder how they could even find remnants and tell that they were people other than a foot or a hand or things of that nature.
Yeah.
I was looking at the Randy Rhoads show today, and I do every day, and I had saw something that the Pentagon was trying to get approval to basically spy on MySpace.
Right.
Now, one of the things is every day that I go to the coffee house, every day I wait for the new pictures that Randy Rhoads puts on her website, and I make a copy of it, and I post it in my website or in my page on MySpace, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much put out a bulletin to all of my friends just about every day how they need to start paying attention to what's going on. They need to start listening to what's going on. And I just really wish to God that you folks would come together in a sense, if you will. I know that you too, you know, Bono, and there's a lot of other people up there that have lots of money that might contribute into buying time on the air to actually get these things out to people, because not everybody listens to AM 760 here in Denver. There's a lot of people that don't even know about it.
Well, it's, you know, Air America is growing in almost every market it's in. The listenership is growing. Bono, I'm down with Bono. I want to go to Africa with him. Hey, thanks a lot. We got to take a break right now. Vince, thanks for calling in. Glad you found your headset or whatever you were looking for. All right. We're going into our last segment. Stay with us. Call in. 866-303-2270. It's the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Before we get back to your calls, here's some music from an old pal of mine, Jalene Jordan.
Your pile of love.
That's right. It's all for the greedy side of life. Jalene Jordan, J-U-L-I-N-E Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N. Jalene Jordan. Go to JaleneJordan.com. Jalene was my co-host and producer on the old IE America Radio Network, where Mike and I began 6 years ago. Seems so long ago. Congratulations to Jalene on this brand new album. If you missed that, if you're not getting her spelling or anything, you go to my website, Peter Werby. W-E-R-B-E, peterwerby.com. Go on the right side, and there's all sorts of links to music. Hey, I'm going a little out of order here. I want to hear this. Here's Graham from Virginia. He wants to burn 800 flags. Is that right, Graham?
Yeah, I got 800 flags.
You have 800
flags? Yeah, 800 flags, and I want to, you know, looking for volunteers. But anybody can do this. The whole thing's about not desecrating the flag, right?
Right.
Okay, these are little about half-inch by one-inch cocktail toothpicks with flags on them.
All right.
That end up in the garbage.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I think if, you know, we get 800 people and some lighters and go up Capitol Hill and just have a conflagration.
Well, you know, people, a few years ago when that was also being brought up, people were selling those flags and they were attached to a wooden matchstick.
I'm an artist, and I wanted to make a construction out of matches to replica the flag.
Yeah.
And then have a match hanging there and just say, you know, yeah, whatever.
You know, I'll bet you, though, this never even crossed your mind until they started up with this stuff. This is exactly what I mean.
No, it crossed my mind the last time they were talking about this.
Well, exactly. That's what I mean.
But Safeway in D.C., when I lived there, printed some paper bags with the flag on it. And said,
oh, my.
Respect the flag.
Hey, remember...
This is garbage by, you know...
What? Like 30 or 35 years ago, Abby Hoffman, the old yippie, who came into Congress with an American flag shirt, and these guards ripped it off of him, and now it's on women's butts, right, as bikinis.
Oh, yeah.
Is that flag desecration?
Well, not in my mind. That's, you know, I think that's an enhancement or something.
All right, Graham, thanks a lot. Here's Nick. Nick, where are you calling from? Hey, Nick, you with me?
Hello?
Hello, Nick. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dallas.
Dallas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm a very peaceful person, and I think the world's problem today is organized religion, fascism, and communism. If we could figure out a way to get rid of all of that, I think we'd all be very peaceful and very happy.
Okay. You know, did you hear our ad for the Freedom From Religion Foundation?
No.
Check them out. It's ffrf.org. You can,
You seem like a pretty peaceful person, but you also seem like you sort of, and I don't know if I'm accurate about this, but you sort of seem like you lean towards communism. Are you in favor of communism?
Oh, I'm much more radical than that. Hey, Nick, thanks a lot. Here's Valerie in Florida. Valerie, you're on the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you. More radical than communism. Wow.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Valerie.
Okay, in the Bible it says it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. I think this, I have no respect for this type of person. I've lived a long time, but I think she's gone over the board, and my nickname for her is the Cobra.
The cobra. Hey, but wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's part of God's plan. She isn't.
That's right. she should pick up the Bible and see where she's wrong.
All right. Thank you, Valerie. Here's Pat in San Diego. Go ahead. Hey, Pat.
Enjoying your show very much.
Thank you, Pat.
What I would like you, people on the television or the radio or anything, to start talking about where our country is going in the long run. Now, the Republicans have already divided and conquered. And we are very divided and we're conquered. And if we don't quit heading off, we are going to be the Fourth Reich.
Or some empire that's going to go quickly down the drain if we continue.
Definitely. But what I'm getting at is I watched a show on Hermann Göring, and I said, oh, my gosh, that's the way we're going.
Yeah, that's scary.
They're using the same tactics, but I wish that you people would get on there, just like the Republicans do, and scare the you-know-what out of people and tell them that unless they start taking interest and try to do something to turn this around, I mean, we're going to be just like Hitler's Germany.
I got you. Thank you, Pat. We'll scare the bejesus out of them. Here's Michael in Denton, Texas. Go ahead. You got about a minute.
Hey, Peter. Hey, I don't want to talk about that damn propaganda, your TDB.
Okay.
But about what they distract us from,
Tell me about the Al Gore movie. Did you see it tonight?
Yeah, well, no, I saw it last week when it opened in Dallas, and
okay.
It was awesome. Everyone's got to go see it. You can't say that you weren't told if you don't go see this movie. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
And it's very good. I just wonder about what they're trying to distract us from with this propaganda blitzkrieg this week.
Well, they're always trying to distract us from something. Unfortunately, I know you waited a long time, Michael, but we're completely out of time. And remember, you can hear all the proceedings tomorrow on Air America. Just go to airamericaradio.com, and Mike Malloy and other people from Air America are going to be out in Seattle in a wonderful forum. In the meantime, thanks for having put up with me, Peter Werby, on the Mike Malloy Show. And, hey, I'm back, I hope, back again doing it soon. Thanks a lot.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow, host of The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio, and I want to encourage you to help take back America's future on June 12th. Join me from June 12th to June 14th when the Campaign for America's Future, in partnership with Air America Radio, hosts the 2006 Take Back America Conference in Washington, D.C. The conference brings together thousands of progressive activists, thinkers, and leaders like Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Robert Redford, Harry Reid, Russ Feingold, and many others to discuss the ideas, hone the message, train the organizers, and help build the infrastructure we need to ensure that the voice of the progressive majority is heard. I'll be there. Register online today for the Take Back America Conference, June 12th through 14th in Washington, D.C. Log on to airamericaradio.com or visit www.ourfuture.org to sign up for this important conference. Please join me and register today so we can make a difference and help take back America's future.